Well, it is Christmas Eve in the Motor City, and wanted to talk about what grief is like during the holidays, especially during the holidays. I mean, there's no way of getting over grieving, as some people say, oh, just get over it. But I have a special guest in the studio that I've known since we were all little, teeny weeny little girls. L. Lynn Hempstead, how are you, cuzzo?
Doing great. Thank you.
And I've asked you to come for a very specific reason. You've had a tough few years.
Yes.
From auntie passing away to uncle passing away, your mom and dad. And then you were newly married and just the unthinkable happened when you lost your husband. Mm-hmm. And for an outsider looking in, you go, how does a person make it when you have had all of this stuff happen to you in one fell swoop? It felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
So as I watched you, you know, emerge from the ashes, so to speak, you came up with a way to turn your pain into purpose.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Oh, wow. Ooh, by the grace of God, definitely. You mentioned the amount of grief that I was experiencing at the time. And compound grief is what I was experiencing because I did have three major losses within a 3-year period. Mm-hmm. And each one basically all happened within the same year of the other.
Yeah.
And so it was quite overwhelming. I was laid out.
Yeah.
And from my mom passing away, that took me under. And it's interesting because I didn't think anything could ever get worse than my mother passing away.
Right, right.
And not to compare them and say one was worse than the other, but just dealing with the compound grief right behind each other was very devastating is probably an understatement. And I liken it to being in the ocean. And sometimes those waves, those currents are so strong. Yeah, you start out playing in the water and it feels good. And then, you know, you get one strong wave, it comes over you. And then you get your bearings together and then you just kind of have fun and get ready for the next one. Well, this one was like the waves just kept coming.
Yeah.
And I just could not get my footing together to even stand, essentially.
Yeah.
It was just very overpowering one after the other. And like I said, by the grace of God and a lot of gratitude.
Yeah.
A lot of gratitude. I have been in counseling for over 20 years, 23 years, mm-hmm. and I work with school-age children. And I really had to, while I was feeling sorry for myself, the experiences that I've had in the past as in my profession made me reflect on all the different students that I've had who have lost their parents in elementary school.
Yeah.
Lost their parents. When I say parents, I mean both, you know. I remember one student in particular, he lost a parent in elementary school due to a drug overdose. And by the time he came to me in middle school, he lost the other parent. And I remember working with that student. It's a gift to be able to help And I remember working with him and just couldn't even imagine how difficult it was for him. We did a lot of meditating.
Mm.
In my office and everything. We did a lot of artwork and everything that I could possibly think of doing to help him and support him at that time with the various activities that I knew how to do.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about students like those that I've encountered over the years and just saying to myself, well, wait a minute. You had your parents for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Your parents were able to see you graduate from high school, graduate from college, get married, have children. They had relationships with your children.
Mm-hmm.
That is what really helped me to get through a lot of what I was going through.
Yeah.
Just being grateful for what I was able to experience with my loved ones, being grateful for the things that they were able to instill in my children. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Things that I know that they'll have with them for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
And losing my grandparents before, not all of them, but a set of grandparents I didn't get a chance to know. And mm-hmm. it's really hard to describe a person unless you've met them.
And encountered. Yeah. Gratitude is something that I think that when you're in the midst of your grief, you forget about. Mm-hmm. It's just hard. You don't remember to be grateful because you're consumed in the grief.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got a chance to recognize that, which is good. And another thing that I tell people all the time is God first, then my therapist. Mm-hmm. I am very, very strong about that. Because a lot of times as Christians, we're saying, you know, we give this facade as if we have it all together and all we have to do is this and all we have to do is that. And we say this prayer and it's a magic. No.
No. And I definitely wouldn't recommend that anyone goes at it alone. Mm-hmm. After my mother passed, I was in therapy. And then I was still in therapy when my dad passed away and he died from COVID. Mm-hmm. So that was a sudden loss. He was a part of that group of people that passed away once the first cycle of COVID hit in March.
Yeah.
And so it's one of those things where at that time you couldn't have told us that he wasn't going to beat it. And we had a lot of faith in modern medicine.
Yeah.
And a lot of the people who perished during that time, I was in denial, even when it came down to the very end, that this disease, this mystery disease had actually, you know, gotten my dad.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so many other people.
Absolutely. And that's trauma.
Oh, that's a lot of trauma. We have all collectively experienced trauma due to COVID. Mm-hmm. Just watching so many people pass away, there's been so much grief going on with that. And then when my husband passed away 4 days after my dad died from COVID, it was a sudden thing. He died from a heart attack while riding his bike at the park.
Yeah.
And I remember the call that came and they said, you know, we found your husband. We're unable to resuscitate him. He's passed away. And I remember thinking to myself, well, get him back.
Right.
Because even at that moment, it wasn't real.
Gosh, no.
And it was, again, another shock to my system. Again, another wave had hit and had taken me under. And
man, that one knocked all of us off of our feet because so many people mm-hmm. just awesome. Knew him so much and so well and his smile and everything. And you just like, boom, you cannot tell me that this man is not here anymore.
It was insane.
Yeah.
And because like you mentioned, we had just gotten married.
Yeah.
We got married during COVID. COVID had delayed our original plans in terms of where we were going to do it and where we were going to go and all those things. It had spoiled that, but we pressed through and ended up essentially eloping just mm-hmm. the two of us. We wanted to still go through with it as close to our date as possible. And we did. And I'm so grateful that we did go through with our plans.
Me too.
There's no way we could have ever predicted that we would not have seen our first year anniversary.
Right. Right.
Together.
Right.
But through it all, I still go back to the concept of being grateful, but also understanding that we're mere fabrics in God's overall tapestry.
Mm-hmm.
Just a small string of yarn that's being sewn together of this beautiful picture that God knows best and what he's creating for all of us, for our good, for all of us. Yeah. And so just leaning on that and having faith in that has helped tremendously. And something I captured, I'm going to post, and it says, I'm not afraid to go on to the next chapter because I know who the author is.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. Well, I'm in the studio with L. Lynn Hempstead. And as we pivot to your pain being turned into purpose and how people can learn what you've learned, even if they're not without their spouse because of death, even if they're single. You wrote this book and it's a workbook that you develop.
It takes work.
Yeah, because it takes work.
It's interactive. It's a process.
Right. And you came up with this in grief counseling and just working through what you've had to work through. I remember us having this conversation when you're sitting with other widows who may have lost their husbands at a later age, but you're probably one of the only ones that had your husband just literally taken from you mere months after you got married. So it was hard to relate, but at the same time, you found a way to build that up with this book. Tell everybody the name of it.
It's called Silver Linings, A Widow's Guide to Processing Grief and Loss. Mm-hmm. And so, as I stated before, I've been a therapist for over 20 years, 23 years, and there's nothing like going through your own grief. There's nothing like your own grief. And I mean, I have worked with people and helping them manage their own grief responses for years. I mean, we're making the memory boxes. We're doing picture frames.
Right.
We're doing letters to our deceased. We're doing empty chair exercises. We're doing everything that I have been taught by the university.
Right, right, right.
to do to help people cope and navigate through their grief and their loss. And I'm grateful to have had those tools and to have been able to help and support people over the years.
But it's your own.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. And like I said, I was managing when my mom passed away. I was like, okay, let me use these tools. This is hard. I know it's going to be hard. I know I need to do A, B, C, X, Y, Z. And then when my dad died, you know, it just became more and more difficult. And even if you don't experience multiple losses in close proximity that I did, that does not negate the difficulty it is when you no longer have someone you love in your life.
Mm-hmm. So you have this workbook because, like you said, it takes work. It's a process of living with grief, because I don't tell people they get over it. You just don't.
No, you don't get over it. And I'm very, very adamant about that in the book. I'm very clear. And I've always felt this way, but certainly all the more when I experienced it firsthand. You don't, quote unquote, get over it. Mm-hmm. You learn how to go on, carry on. You don't get over it. You carry on. Mm-hmm. And when I say carry on, I mean, you are now that person's legacy.
Yeah. And you're a different person because of it.
And you are a different person. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so when you lose someone who is close to you, it absolutely changes you, even physically, your outlook on life. And that's where you do have to be very careful. Probably the most shocking and alarming thing that I experienced while going through my grief was the physiological effects and impact it had on me.
Wow.
And I had read about it, but it's not until you actually physically cannot stop shaking for months.
Yeah.
And so that, and everyone is different, right? Some people lose their hair, some people, you know, whatever happens to you physiologically through because of stress, it may show up differently. But for me personally, it was just a shock to be, and then there's grief brain. I talk about all these different things in the book.
But I had the migraines.
Migraines.
They would not go away. Mm-hmm. They would not go away. In your book, you can read it from the beginning, but you can also find areas that are closest to you to give you some momentum, something to work towards. What inside Silver Linings is your go-to when it comes down to helping someone else?
There are actually several things. One, I am a quote person. Mm. I love quotes because they're quick, they're to the point, they resonate, and they inspire. Mm-hmm. And so I enjoy the various quotes throughout the book. I also enjoy the reflection pieces because part of what I experienced and why it's so important that people pause to deal with their emotions and think about their loved ones is the idea and the fear of forgetting.
Ah, that's good. That's good.
You know, it reminds me of the movie The Notebook,
mm-hmm.
and how important it was to write down those memories and those mm-hmm. experiences, because part of the grieving process is dealing with the fear of forgetting and the fear of that person no longer having a significant role or impact in your life.
Right. You know, it's funny you say that, because just the other day, and I couldn't look at these videos right after my mom passed away,
mm-hmm.
but there's a video of her just jamming. And I'm so glad that we documented her journey on Facebook.
Yeah.
But she's just jamming to this music. And I saw it in my Facebook memories, which can be good and bad sometimes.
Yeah. Those Facebook memories will get you.
But this one just lit me up. I miss her so much. But I tell you what, that just lit me up, because I had the opportunity mm-hmm. to remember.
Yes.
You know, how much fun she was when she listened to music. So, yeah, reflections is so important.
Yeah, they're really important. And the model that I used is William Worden's Four Tasks of Grieving.
Mm.
And the first task is to accept the reality of a loss.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that denial is, it's not just a river in Africa.
No.
A lot of people live on denial.
Right.
You know,
denial.
You got to get
right.
off that river, you know.
Right,
and there
right.
are a lot of losses that a person experiences. I talk about secondary losses, things that you don't even think about that you've lost because that person is no longer there. A lot of times it's that social aspect mm-hmm. that you no longer have. It's mm-hmm. the, you know, the little things, the support that you have. I mean, even, you know, you think about a marital couple, shared tasks within the home.
Got
the
it.
The little things
yeah.
that you miss
yeah.
so much.
Yeah.
And even, like I said, the social relationships, you know, no longer a part of that coupledom.
Right.
You
right.
know, you're not taking those couple trips
right.
anymore.
Right.
That kind of thing. But accepting the reality of the loss is the first task. And the second task is releasing emotions.
Mm.
The third task is creating a new identity. And the fourth one is to reinvest in life.
Mm.
And essentially, Silver Linings, you know, is going to cover and hit on those things, primarily tasks one and two. And then mm-hmm. in the future, I'm in the process of writing Golden Goals. And that's going to hit on the last two tasks primarily, which is
love
creating
it.
A new identity and reinvesting in life. I'm sorry.
Man, I wish we could keep going and going and going, because I know that this is going to help a lot of people.
I hope so.
The name of the book is Silver Linings, A Widow's Guide to Processing Grief and Loss. It's L. Lynn Hempstead. How can they find your book for right now and keep in contact with you as you are going through this journey?
So I tried to keep it as simple as possible. They can purchase the book at lnhempstead.com. And then from the website, lnhempstead.com, it's attached to my Instagram account.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Oh, my goodness. Well, Cuzzo.
Yes, Cuzzo.
You know I love you.
I love you, too.
With all my heart.
I
and I just had
so
to
much.
Get you here so that people can
Thank you.
Hear your heart, hear your story, and be able to move ahead. I tell people, you know, it's one foot in front of the other. The whole cliche of one day at a time. Sometimes it's 1 second at a time.
Give yourself grace.
Yes,
grace and
space.
Give yourself grace and space.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Grace and space.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you. I appreciate being able to be here and talk to your
you,
listeners.
Girl.
Love you too.